This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. News Corp's The Daily Telegraph has drawn outrage on social media after using a transphobic slur in a headline in its Sunday edition. The headline appeared in a Sunday Telegraph story covering the backlash to Scarlett Johansson's casting in a film where she would play a trans man. Johansson dropped out of the project after listening to criticism from the trans community and trans actors, which the Telly interpreted as Scarlett dumps tranny film role. Uniting Church ministers will soon have the right to decide whether or not they would like to conduct same-sex marriage ceremonies. After their first meeting since the postal survey, the church's National Assembly agreed to give individual ministers the right to decide themselves. The 265-member assembly approved a broader definition of marriage between two people, which will now exist alongside the traditional definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Damien Bunsen has given a speech calling out the erasure of Indigenous LGBTI people from both Indigenous health and queer health literature. Bunsen, who founded the Indigenous LGBTI suicide prevention organisation Black Rainbow, gave the keynote address at the University of Sydney. In the address, he described sending 22 emails to Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion, as well as visiting his office, three times, to no avail. A pair of gay, fifth-generation farmers have gone naked to raise awareness around the mental health of Australian farmers. Kerry and Paul Wilson were approached by a social media page called The Naked Farmer to get involved with the movement, and cautiously agreed. The couple said they hoped that by going nude, they might be able to become the role models that they didn't have growing up. Workplace discrimination against LGBTI teachers in New South Wales is widespread, according to a new study conducted by Western Sydney University and the New South Wales Teachers Federation. More than 1,000 LGBTI teachers participated in the study, which has called on the Department of Education to adopt policies that overtly acknowledge LGBTI people, and to train school leaders in the area of sexual and gender diversity. Intimate partner and family violence is still largely seen as an exclusively heterosexual issue, according to Philomena Horsley from Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. During Victoria's Royal Commission into Family Violence in 2016, only a small handful of submissions focused on LGBTI, intimate partner or family violence, and Horsley believes this is because of the overwhelming focus that has been placed on men's violence against women. She said, "It's been a heterosexual model for so long that the LGBTI community hasn't appeared on anyone's radar, and if it has, people don't know how to respond to it." Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The Russian LGBT Sport Federation has hosted a conference in Moscow to discuss queer inclusion in Russia. The conference, titled Football, a Homophobia-Free Game, was moved from the Holiday Inn and Radisson Inn to the Goethe Institute because of discrimination from both hotels. The day held three panel discussions featuring UK Premier League photographer Sophie Cook and soccer ref Ryan Atkin, with the aim of creating a more accepting sporting community in Russia. A group of LGBT activists have hidden a rainbow flag in plain sight at the Russian World Cup. Members from Spain, the Netherlands, Brazil, Mexico, Argentina and Colombia each wore t-shirts with their national team's colours to create the human flag effect right in front of unsuspecting Moscow police officers. And finally, Belgian tennis star Alison van Uytvanck has won hearts for kissing her girlfriend after a win at Wimbledon. Van Uytvanck beat Annette Kontaveit in the third round and rushed over to embrace partner and fellow Belgian player Greet Minnen. She eventually succumbed to 14th seed Daria Kasatkina, who went on to play in the quarterfinals. After her last win, van Uytvanck spoke about going public with her sexuality, saying she feels more free being out of the closet.
"We just decided to not make it personal and not keep it for ourselves, because I'm happy anyway if it is with a woman or a man."
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.